must be frustrating to be insane and don't even know if you really.
Keep running back and forth. Am I not?
Maybe Master make a joke on me. Tomorrow she take it back.
It's okay. You are saying all right. It's just different. Suppose you're not practicing the Pranayama method, huh? And if you practice any other method, and the highest you can get, of course, is the third level. And then you just go all over the whole plane and learn all kinds of things. On the third level plane, it's very fun. Big, magnificent plane. A lot of magic. Beautiful people. Powerful. But because you practice this method, we don't care about going deep into each plane, which is go straight to the fifth plane. And then after we go to the fifth plane, we can always go down and take a look anywhere we want. It's better than hanging around in that area and never can go up. So many of you don't know the magical beauty of the third plane or the fourth plane. That's okay. Okay, awesome. If you know it, maybe you even go up and stay there and never want to go out, or don't even want to go to the fifth plane at all, because you think, this is it, what else can I want? Yeah. Even people who are on the second plane, they already think, that's it, you know, what else do I want? So they go out and, you know, be a teacher and talk big and, you know, defeat everybody with their tongue. You know? That's it, they know God. Because that place is very bright already. Can you imagine staring into the midday sun of June? Staring at it all the time? You can't. You know? So bright like that. And the whole plane is bright like that, not just one point like the sun even. And so when you got into that kind of plane, you would think, oh, God, this is God. And then you feel you're one with God. You feel you're one with that brightness. And then you think you're God. And you develop some kind of arrogant attitude, that you know everything, you understand everything, you're better than everybody, and that's the problem. That's why many saints cannot get over the second plane. They're up there and then they keep coming up and down, you know. Maybe astral level and then up again, astral up again, both are beautiful. Even if you're in astral level already, it's beautiful. So we don't want to get caught into this kind of glory, you know, temporary glory. So the master always blindfolds you and takes you. That would be the best. Yeah? So that you go quick. The higher the better first. Yeah? Because when you go higher, you can always go down. But when you are down, you cannot go high. That's the problem. Yeah? Once you're on the fifth plane, you can go all the way to hell. If you want to. Yeah? Not everybody can go to hell anytime they want, huh? No? Privilege, huh? I mean, the whole world is different, but the saints are not all saints can go to hell, you know? If you have enough power, you can go there. The people who belong to hell, they get used to it already, so. Yeah. Yeah. Only the middle part of the saints can go to hell. I mean, visit. Yeah, without getting into trouble. Yeah? Even a higher one cannot go down. Higher than the fifth, you cannot go down there. You don't belong there. You cannot. It's completely different. You know, you don't have material to sustain. They don't want to go there either. They don't even want to come here. The beings from the above the fifth level, they never even want to come down any of the five levels here. Yeah, not to talk about there for what? They don't even think about it. Huh? Are they stupid or something? They have nothing better to do. Go shopping in hell. Or bones or leftover or coal, fire, what? Matches? Yeah, hello? Have you been there? Have you been in hell, Alejandro? Yes or no? Huh? No, huh? Yeah. Who is silly going there, huh?
Yeah, okay. So you guys stay at a similar level, huh? It's okay. You made it. Yeah. But continue to finish, okay? Yeah. It's better to strengthen. Anyway, also, because some of the practitioners, their mind is not yet pure, you know? So even though they go to a higher level, as they do to master's blessing and grace, like, you know, blindfold you, tie you up, put you in the trunk of the car, then you zip up and then drive through. So the customs don't see anything. Oh, empty car, okay, go. Yeah, if they open the trunk, they throw you back. But it's okay, once you are there, you run all over, nobody catches you anymore. And this is one of the reasons that you don't see much, you know. You don't understand much about the plane that you have elevated to. But it's okay. It's okay. As long as your soul's already, you know, free up to that level, you'll be okay. Even if you die tomorrow, you're free. Yeah? And if you're on a second level, of course you're still free. If you're initiated by a good master, you're still free. But you have to work harder, you know, work longer. And maybe you have to come back. If you want to, you don't have to. You can work from there up, 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 but coming back to human life works quicker. That's why many people prefer to come back. Even third-level beings, they come back in human life too, to get a few degrees quicker, you know? Yeah. And then they come up after, like, if they are third-level already and low grade, you know? They will be reborn again as human life into an initiated family or go get a master or something, searching her. And then they do some service, you know, and practice. And when they go up to third level goes higher, of course. You know, even if, for example, they were at the bottom of the third level, and they come down to the human life, and they practice, they go up to the upper level of the third level. Yeah, ready to go to the fourth, see? Yeah. And then if they're really good at it, after they're born in human life, they have good merit, and they have extra five-degree bonus. So if they're at the, up the top of the third level already, and when they die, they get 5 points extra. They cross over the border. That's a bonus. Really, it works like that. If you stay in third level all the time, and you work there all the time in the heavenly sphere, you don't have this five point bonus, so you just keep working up. But to earn 5 bonus points is not that easy. My God. You don't understand. Yeah, it's not that easy, you know. Once you're here, you work hard to get up. And that's why you can earn five point bonus if you come down here, because there's a hell here. Oh my God. So whoever is brave enough to come down here, you get 5 point bonus, no matter what you practice. Yeah, but only if you're from the third level, hey? Mm-hmm. From the second level, no, you have to earn it like ordinary people, you know, 8 to 5. Yeah, no bonus, no extra commission, nothing, yeah? But from the third level up, because you're free already, because you're a free soul, and you have chosen to come down here for the purpose of furthering your enlightenment, then, of course, God will give you 5 point bonus. Yeah, you're a good guy. Not lazy. Not stay in heaven and enjoy, yeah? And slow, but want to see God quicker. Then okay. For that reason, yeah, $5 plus. Yeah. Yeah. And if you are, you know, on the fourth level, and you want to be quick, so you come down here, you know, to help humankind, even be anything, be animals, to comfort the human, comfort the elderly, or be a human and do some good things. Yeah, and practice the funny methods. And then when you go up to heaven, you have 10 points.
Oh.
Yeah, extra, that's extra. Yeah, yeah. And plus, on top of whatever you earn already here. Yeah? Yeah. So even if you reach the top or maybe middle of the fourth level, but because you have 10 points extra, at the time you die, you go to the fifth. Understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. If anybody from the fifth level comes down, 20 points. Yeah. Well, of course, it's a greater being. He forsakes a greater privilege to come down. like those who are born as cows, you serve human beings, unconditional sacrifice like that. They didn't come down because they want to earn 20 points. Mm-hmm. They really want to help humankind. So it's good. They came down and sacrificed. And then when they go up to heaven, they become 100%. Mm-hmm. See that? They were only 80% enlightened. And that is the minimum for the fifth level. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying comparatively so you understand the different levels. Not like they count 20%, 2%. But it's like that. You know what I mean? Like the level goes up a little bit, like 20%. So there were 80, they came down. When they come up, even though they don't practice anything, they're a cow. How do they practice anything? Well, they just earn 20%, that's it. So when they go up, they become 100%. So if they come down again, they are perfect masters. Understand? Perfect teachers. Even if they're not chosen, they could choose to come down and teach a few people that they have affinity with. They choose to come down. So you have teachers here and there sometimes, you know. But most people at the fifth level, they don't want to bother it anymore. They had enough up to here. Yeah. With human beings, you know? And that's really some special affinities, and then they feel sorry for the left behind people, you know, the ones who have been good to them before. So they come down and just take those few up. Yeah, as a favor. You know. Like, maybe in human life you've been so good to a cow, yeah? Even though you just feed him good grass and feed him good things, you really love him to the cow. Maybe when he comes up and then he come down and take you up. Yeah, even though you don't practice much, he will lead you to a master, or he come down and teach you himself and take you up as much as he can up to there, you know, slowly, and then up to heaven. Then you're free first. Yeah, or I'll take you up to the fifth, depending on how good you are, how you believe in him. Yeah, things like that. So that's how it works. That's how it works. So now you're on the third or fourth level already. Suppose you die tomorrow. Suppose you die and you're not happy with your level, you can come down again. It's free. When you come down, even though your level goes down a little, you will not go down too long. You will go up fast. Yeah? And then you can choose a master, yeah? And then you go up higher to the fourth level or even to the fifth. In that lifetime. Understand this? So it's easier for you now that you are saints. Yeah, and don't look at these as birds. It's just a form. But in the third level, they are just like us. You know? Or second level, other levels, they're like us. More beautiful. Yeah. Glorious, bright light, halo all over. And this one, yeah, meditating. So sweet, you can see why. Gentino has already gone up to the fourth level. Before him. He was the first, but Gentino has gone up before him. And Gentino went up a week ago. Quietly, I didn't even notice. Then the day before, I said, you're already up? Oh, sure, sorry, I've been too busy. I just knew, but I've been too busy passing by with so many things to do, you know.
And you
2 days ago already, yeah. You feel good now?
Yes, ma'am.
You meditate well?
Quite well. Struggling at the moment. A little.
You're struggling?
Just the last day or so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you struggling?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's just at the border, that's why.
Right.
You're still standing there. Should I go up? Should I stay? Well, you gain something, you lose something. That's the mind, you know, struggling when you want to go up to a higher level. You know, that's it. Oh my God, I lost him. That's it. I can never tell him to do what I want anymore, you know. And I cannot push him down to, you know, lower level for fun anymore. He's going, oh, he's gone! Yeah. Saying, huh, baby? Yeah. Say hello. Hello. Say something. Come on. Say, give us some fun. Hello. Oh, we can sing very well. When you say hello, we don't just say hello. Hello. I told my mom he didn't be singing and talking all along and then coming here to shut up like that. Just laugh a little bit.
Is that all you got?
Yeah. Never have so much audience before. Kind of scared.
He's excited.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.